My name is Father Andrea Pasquale, and I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. I'd like to greet you in the words of St. Francis, "May the Lord give you his peace." Today on Faith Matters, we're going to talk about the sixth beatitude. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. When I was young, I used to think that the blessing of this particular beatitude, which is so beautiful to see God, meant, well, when you are pure of heart on earth, when you die, you get to heaven, you will see God. Well, I certainly am hoping for that even now. But I've come to realize that this blessing is not something reserved only for heaven. It actually begins to take place here on earth. Because to be pure of heart means to, in a sense, see God in all things and all things in God. It means to look at life in such a way that I begin through the practice, through faithfully doing God's will and trying to do all that he would ask of me, my vision of faith begins to sharpen, so to speak. And I can begin to see God working in different ways in my life. At the same time, I can, through that same gift of faith, I can see Jesus in a needy brother or sister or in anyone, you know, just in my neighbor. I remember Mother Teresa, they once asked her, "Mother, where do you get the strength to take care of the lepers and the dying people in Calcutta and the AIDS people and so on?" She said, "I receive Holy Communion every morning. I receive Jesus hidden under that, you know, form of bread every morning. And then when I go out into the streets and into the homes for the dying and into the AIDS places, I see the same Jesus hidden in my brothers and sisters." She certainly was pure of heart, wasn't she? And with this purity comes the virtue of chastity, so needed today in our society. So let us ask the Lord for the gift of purity of heart so that we may see him in our life and in especially through our brothers and sisters. May the Lord give you his peace.